Good morning. Baruch Hashem, we've reached the month of Kislev. And in the month of Kislev, we are starting a new Midah. The new Midah, we follow the Sefer Aruch HaTzadikim. So the new Midah that we are learning is called Harutzah, and very difficult to translate into English, but we're going to call it graciousness. It's the Midah of graciousness. What does that mean to be gracious? A person finds it very, very difficult to let things go in many, many different areas of his life. To be able to be accommodating, to be affable in many, many different areas of his life, whether it's in your relationship between you and Hashem. Sometimes things come up, a struggle. How could this happen? One of my Chashavista Talmidim last night sent me a message. Oh, this is so horrible. Why is this happening to me? We're going to learn. Midas HaRotzlein is the Midah of graciousness, to allow these things to go because you understand. You understand there's a higher plan. You understand there's a depth to the plan. You have emuna. And of course, there's graciousness with your friends and your family and those around you, to be able to let things go, to be able to understand, to be able to be accepting. Is a tremendous, tremendous idea. As a pasuk, the pasuk says, and it's quoted in the beginning of Aruch HaTzadikim in this section, he quotes the pasuk, "Beretzoyis Hashem darchei ish gam oyuvav yashlem itay." If a person has a good relationship with those around him, the mission of it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have a good relationship with him. When Hashem has a good relationship with him, then even his enemies will make peace with him. They'll make peace with him. Who are his enemies? So the Gemara says three different options of who his enemies are. Our Muslim already knows we're going to this. Number one is enemies. Maybe it's his wife. His wife, yeah, he has difficulties at home. He has shalom bias problems. So if a person has a good relationship with people, that'll make him have a good relationship with Hashem, and that'll make him have a great relationship with his wife. Another pshat is, what's a good relationship with other people? The Yetzirah. His enemy is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is horrible. He's mean. He's cruel. He makes you have a bad day. He makes you come to shachar sometimes. Go to your classroom for a schmooze, and then you get into all, and you come to shachas. That's the Yetzirah. So if you have a good relationship with people, you let things go with Hashem, Hashem will make sure the enemy, the Yetzirah, makes peace with you, and he won't bother you anymore. And the third thing is, it's the most geschmack one. Yesterday I was walking down the street. I don't know what's going on in Brooklyn. Very, very strange. I'm walking down the street in Brooklyn in the middle of November, the very end of November, and the streets are covered with mosquitoes. I don't know if anybody saw this. Tons of mosquitoes just roaming around Flatbush. It's very, very strange. But the enemy, says the Gemara, that you'll be able to make peace with is even all those bugs and mosquitoes that bother you all the time. They won't bother you. If a person learns graciousness and learns to let things go, Hashem will make sure that your wife won't bother you. She'll be very happy and supportive of you. The Yetzirah won't bother you. And all of those ichy-pichy mosquitoes won't bother you. We're going to learn how to be gracious. Hashem, everyone should have a wonderful day.